Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move!
LeBron James with no regard for human life. Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Iverson against Gill, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win.
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Sneaker History Podcast. This is your host, Mike, and since I'm running the solo show today, you guys know what it is already. It's a Coffee Time Kicks episode, and I got a man of many talents. One of those people, you get the business card, just kind of falls down with a bunch of things on it. The homie Trey, Trevon, what would you rather go by?
We can go by Trey.
Trey? All right. The homie Trey Edwards from, podcast, a network owner, podcaster, cultural strategist at JD Sports, teacher. What else you got, man?
Man, I'm just a man. That's it. That's it, man. I just try to do all the things I can do in my 24.
That's awesome, man. That's, I appreciate the time today. And, yeah, you know, no. we connected over Instagram, and, you know, we've been able to chat back and forth about, you know, shoes and stuff like that. So I definitely had to get you on because you do so many things, and it's funny, like, it's not all sneaker related the conversation would be about. It's just so many things, and just that are cultural relevance from, again, podcasting being just like this go-to thing now for people. Or of course sneakers are still a thing everyone's talking about, and you know, it's such a, in the lack of better words, man, Trey, you're just such a well-rounded person in the space of content, for lack of better words, man. Like, I guess to start it all off, let's start with the sneaker side of the world. So, question I want to start with is, since it is Coffee Time Kicks, Trey, you go out, grab a cup of coffee, tea, whatever floats your boat, man. But what shoe are you grabbing? What's the shoe that you're like, I need to put on? Is it, you're flexing on somebody, or just like, you know, I keep it low key?
Nah, not even. I mean, obviously I wear all the new stuff that I get.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really based on my outfit. You know what I mean? So if I get a shirt, jacket, pants, you know what I mean? Because most people pick their shoes and then their outfit. I do the complete opposite. The outfit picks the shoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the luxury of having multiple shoes. We only got 2 feet.
Yeah.
And it's your choice to choose what you want to wear. You know what I mean? I don't get to a point of like, dang, when am I going to get a chance to wear these? You know what I mean? I wear them all. They're just shoes to me. I mean, obviously you get cool access and things of that nature. But if I had to grab a shoe, I mean, I just grabbed the Kyrie Anta skateboard shoes, the skate shoes. So those are pretty cool from the brown colorway. I really enjoy those. But yeah, honestly, maybe the Air Max Thunder Kids of Immigrants. Such a bright shoe. The sun's nice outside. I got a Supreme Max B shirt, so maybe I'll pair that with that. I'm not all the way into matching, but
yeah,
sometimes I like to make it make sense, so I think that's cool.
Nice, man. Nice. That's both great shoes. I've been trying to I've been really skeptical about the Kyrie, the anti-skateboarding shoe, in a good way. It's just, it looks really cool. I like the pair with all, was it the Hella style with all the different laces on them?
Yep.
Super dope, man. But yeah, cool. I like it, man. I like it. A man of many tastes. So it's not just, hey, one thing. It's like you say, it's a spectrum. Like to really.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with no brands. I like all brands, honestly. If it's for me, cool. But also I'm at the comfort place of basically saying I can admire a shoe from afar and don't have to own it.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Because like, it's always good about going into a store, trying it on, seeing it actually works for you.
Yeah.
Because it might look crazy long on you. And I think that's the disadvantage of online shopping.
I'm with you, man. Like I say, I'm willing to give anything a shot if I think it looks good. Mm-hmm. And being able to go into a store and like touch it, feel it, try it on, is such a game changer. I mean, you could think something looks dope online. You put it on your foot after you order it. It is not. It's not for you. Like I say, it's too long.
Happened to me a few times, so.
Yeah,
you know, it sucks because you don't want to send stuff back, and plus you got to wait to get that money back. So yeah.
Yeah. Online shopping's did me dirty a couple times now, man. I ordered something from one boutique and it was like, all right, cool, I got it. Perfect. I've been looking forward to this one. I'm like, man, it's been like 2 weeks. What's going on? I called them like, man, we overstocked the website. We put the number wrong. We got a refund. Jim, like, I guess. I mean, it's not your fault, but it's like, mm-hmm. dang, man, I gotta, it's just the experience it gets a little diluted from being able to walk into a store, which you being at JD Sports, I mean, I'm sure that mm-hmm. it puts a different perspective in, like, and that's one of the things I want to talk to you about. It's like, from a consumer, which I'm sure you still are, but.
Absolutely. Still buy stuff.
Yeah.
I still buy stuff. Like I said, I bought those Kyrie joints. Like, I mean, I wasn't, you know, don't think just because I work at the brand, like, you know, I just get shoes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that.
That's what everybody thinks. They're like, oh, he works. He must just be getting boxes at the door. It's like, nah, I'm sure you still got to pay something, you know?
Yeah. But we also don't carry everything. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that's another thing that people forget.
Yeah.
You don't carry everything. We carry some stuff, but like some collabs, they just not gonna make it to us, and that's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, but you know,
it goes back to admiring from afar. I mean, that's something if you're collecting sneakers, you got to learn to do, because it is impossible and irresponsible to try to buy every little thing that comes out. It's cool to see something. Hey, you know what? I didn't want to give somebody $200 this week. I appreciate the shoe. I love that somebody has it. It looks dope. Let's keep it pushing. That's one thing I think people have a hard time with, in this where everything's kind of being pushed at them a certain way. They're like, ah, I gotta have it. But it's like, oh man, just appreciate it for what it is. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Just don't stress yourself over some rubber and leather, you know?
Exactly.
But over time, man, as someone, again, still a consumer, but moved into the corporate side of the world, looking at sneaker culture, which culture is such a, I feel like a buzzword now when we talk about sneakers, but just the landscape of sneakers and your ideology of what they are, how's that changed over your transition in life? Again, from being purely a consumer to now seeing the back and have, you know, dealing with them every day in a different way than just purchasing and wearing.
I don't think it changed much. I think it's an advantage. Yeah. You know what I mean? It'd be different if I took the job and I just didn't buy shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and there's people like that just, you know, this is just my job. And that's okay, too, because I don't think you have to love sneakers to be in this.
Yeah.
But I think it's an advantage if you do, because you understand the people that are in this thing and sure. why they do the thing and why there's a release every week and why we need more when we only have 2 feet. Again, it's a certain thing. You know what I mean? You have to understand what it's like to stand in line. What is it like to put in a raffle? What is it like to, you know, get that pair that you always wanted? You know what I mean? And understand, like, you know, your first seating, somebody seating you something, like, how does it feel? You know what I mean? Like, I've been on that side where, you know, I think my first pair I ever got was like in 2021. I got seated. Think about that. Like, I ain't been getting seated that long. Like,
it's always
people
like
used to think that. And I'm like, nah, I bought these, dog. Like, and I wear all my shoes. It's not like, oh, I'm trying to flip them. Like, I mean, shout out to the Dead Stock community, but that's never been me. I wear all my shoes. I don't save them for any special days. I understand life is short, and like for the 2-3 days of, you know, euphoria that I get for wearing these sneakers, I'm gonna wear them.
Dude, I'm the same way. It's like I work from home, so I don't leave too often. But guarantee, I'm putting something on. Like I have no reason to let these sit in a box and crumble after X amount of years, because at that point, to me, is a like I didn't get to enjoy it. If I can enjoy the thing I spent money on, that's cool, because I there was a reason I wanted it, right? The reason you wanted it. So being able to enjoy it and not just, oh, okay, I'm going to just buy it and put it here and look at it and hopefully I can flip it. I mean,
a shoe like that would be like an Air Mag. And the reason why is like it just don't. I mean, you can, but it's just like, are you going to wear that every day? Are you going to, like, them the things that I really think about when I think about them type of shoes, right?
Where
it's
for
like,
sure.
Oh, these are propped up because of this and that. Or if it got a signature on it, sure, I met the designer or something like that. You know what I mean? But like, half the time, I'm going to let them sign the shoes. Like,
get that box for me.
for real. Shout out to Daniel over there at Kids of Immigrants. He signed my box for that. And shout out to Stash. Stash signed my Air Max 95 box.
Nice.
But I'm not doing sign my shoe because I still want to wear the shoe. Dog, what?
Be fading off. Who's that? Don't worry about it. It's gone now.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that. I still want to wear the shoe. I can put it back. I can put the shoe, the worn shoe, the beat shoe back into the box.
There you go. And it's still a memory because you're like, hey, I remember when Stash signed his shoe, still fresh on the box. And hey, yeah, I got to
sign
enjoy
my
the
box,
shoe.
Dog. Don't sign my shoe.
For sure. I didn't even think about that. Like, people just get, you can just sign the box and still enjoy it. You can have best of both worlds there.
Yeah. I mean, because it's still, when it's crumbled or whatever, you still got that, like, a place to put them.
Yep.
And now they're not completely trash.
You're right. Hey, look at that. So a little bit of knowledge that no one thinks about. It's like, oh, you know what? Change the whole game of getting a sneaker signed. Like, don't sign that, please. Leave that alone.
Yeah.
Well, in your title now as senior cultural strategist, what does it mean? Is it something you're looking for? Is it
it's partnerships, man.
There you go. It's like, we put it in layman's terms. I know it's
partnerships,
like,
man. Partnerships. That's it, man. I'm trying to find the right people. Even seeding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some people feel like they follow me, they're gonna get some stuff, they feel like this and that. I don't look at it that way. I look at what I was asked to go find.
Yeah.
Hey, this is going on. Find 10 to 15 people that could make this moment bigger.
Make it make sense, basically.
That's it. It ain't even, but my approach is just non-traditional, and it's not, I didn't reinvent the wheel, but I do see people getting seated and they just see the same people. And I'm like, that's cool. But like, I just rather have a true fan. I know this person.
Yeah.
Anytime I see them, they will argue for this brand.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to take care of them. Oh, you know what? Who actually is known for this? Or like, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if you ate McDonald's all of a sudden, like every day. I've known you bro, he goes to McDonald's every day. And all of a sudden, you're like doing promo for like Jack in the Box. I'm going to be like, yo, what are you doing? Like,
you're not real. You're
not even. I'm going to be confused. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like, what is
seeing about? Seeing people sneakers that ain't like really, that don't wear them is one thing. Like, family members, cool. Yeah. A friend that helped you through your journey, that was a part of your storyline, cool. But like, if you ain't in it, like, I always just think about, you know what I mean? Like, this is a weird buzzword, but when Beyonce got a shoe.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right?
yeah, with Adidas. Yeah.
And I'm like, I Googled it. I was like, yo, Beyonce wearing shoes. You know what shoe she was wearing?
Heels, probably. I don't ever see her.
Converse.
Oh, see, look.
She's wearing Chuck Taylor. One rare picture. And I was like, all right. Mm. It don't, just because a famous person is attached to it don't mean that's going to be a hit.
100%.
100%. So, right. The idea of it is like, if anything, I would have did apparel with her.
Yeah.
I would have did like a slipper from like after you perform, you go put this on.
Yeah.
She don't do no performances in no sneakers, dog.
No Ultra Boost needs to have her name on it.
Nothing.
Made no sense.
Nothing. Like, it was just like, I feel like it was a desperate move. And that's the thing I was talking about. A seating is like, if it don't make sense, then come on. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know if you've seen, last week we did a HBO party, right?
I did see that. Yeah.
So for people outside of New York, HBO is Harlem and Bronx only. And
okay, I'm gonna stop because my whole time, like, I just saw pictures like, oh, he's doing something with HBO. Like,
nah, has zero to do with the actual television network.
I'm glad we clarified that because I was like, oh, okay, I see.
Nah, Harlem and Bronx only. And the tie back to that, the storytelling was 25 years ago, DJ Webstar, who made Chicken Noodle Soup and other songs.
Yeah.
He DJed at this skating rink called Skate Key. And what he would do is he would give away 50 pairs of shoes to fill up, to get people to pull up.
Oh, that's dope.
But mind you, during that time, people were wearing the Nike Shox R4s from that area.
Ah,
so the tie-in was like, okay, 25 years of the Shox, 25 years of Webstar, and who made this shoe culturally popular was the Harlem and Bronx Borough. So that was the intentions of that. So everybody that you seen at that party was either had a business in Harlem, they've lived in Harlem, they're from Harlem, they're from the Bronx.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and that, and it went from there.
That's, dude, that's a perfect tie-in, because I was, again, just someone who was looking outside in, I was like,
yeah.
Again, me being dumb and not realizing what HBO was, it all makes the picture clear, and the ability to go in and make it intentional of what you're doing.
Yeah.
That,
well, just storytelling, man. Yeah. That's it.
It makes sense, though. Like, it's not, like you say, you're not just spraying
shoes. And we
did it
in South Bronx. We didn't do it in Soho. We didn't do it in...
where it's supposed to be. You did it where it was meant to be.
Yeah. Well, an area that no one goes to.
Mm.
For the community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I was just going to take it and then republish it to a place that's going to, you know, with everybody. You know, like, nah, you really got to go to the place to go experience this and go see the people and actually do the thing with the people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
It's great. A lot of love.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what, I know it's one of those things. It's like, I don't even.
And I'm not from New York.
Where are you from?
Compton.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not from New York at all. So it was even more intention.
Yeah.
To care about a place that I'm not from.
You did your homework. You actually, like I said, you
100%.
Cared.
I always do my homework, though. That, I mean, I think that's the thing. It's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people sending me fire emojis to the R4 or, hey, man, them the ones. Yeah, they are. They're in stores at JD right now. Go get them.
Go buy them, please.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of those things, I'm not going to go down this path for too long, but always, you know, I was talking to other, like, contemporaries of mine, buddies of mine, and it is funny to see that a lot of content from Instagram, Twitter, and we're going to go down, I want to go down the podcast rabbit hole with you later, but even podcasts around sneaker start with the sole intention of being, oh, if I do this, I'm going to get something. And I like having you here, even like I say, the conversation about seating is like one of those, I don't even have it. Cause it's like, dude, I don't ever want to like, oh yeah, that's, we're here just to talk about to get, it's not the case. Like I firmly believe in like the connections you make with people should be for relationship building, because that's going to last longer than any shoe.
Right.
But here I hope people listening to the podcast who are looking to start something around sneakers, because you have a passion for it, but I hope that this clears up. Oh, if I do this, I'm just going to get like, oh, shoes everywhere. It's intentional. This is like what Trey's doing. His company works for. They're doing things that make sense. So it's not just I'm doing this and they're going to blindly give you things. You have to, correct me if I'm wrong, Trey, you're looking for authentic individuals.
100%. With authentic content. Always organic.
Yeah.
Always organic. I don't never want to buy people.
Yeah.
For one, shoes sell itself, so you don't need
facts.
Me. You never needed me.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. I'm not going to be arrogant or anything. Like, JD Sports can evolve and exist without me.
Yeah.
They've been existing without me.
Yeah.
I'm just an employee. So at the end of the day, you know, I don't make anything. I don't add anything to that part. I think the idea of it is just intention to kind of help say, hey, did you hear about this? And maybe a suggestion, you know what I mean? But it's
like you're like a conduit to the streets, basically, right?
That's it.
Yeah, so even like outside of just like, okay, great. Business owners, content creators, partnerships. Are you going out working with different like organizations? What does that look like? Is that like, hey, we want to partner with maybe, let's say Shoe Drive for, you know, less fortunate. What does that look like in as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, it's a global brand, man. So it's always constantly doing stuff. I mean, some stuff that people don't even see online. I mean, offline, you know what I mean? That's constantly being pushed behind the scenes. You know what I mean? It's not, again, it's not one of those things of, hey, we want your money. you need every dollar. Like, nah, it's being poured into the communities too, man. I mean,
that's
I just think that you can't please everybody. I'm not in the business of people pleasing. You know what I mean? Like, my idea is to be realistic and, you know, you chip away in these things. You don't do the thing of like, hey, we're going to solve world hunger tomorrow.
One day.
That's just not how it go, man. So, you know, slowly but surely I've been at this gig for 2 months and, you know, we're being intentional about our impact in the community and also, you know, just not showing up using people. I think like there is a synergy there, you know what I mean? Being able to, coexist with creators, and then also, you know, show up in communities, show up for people too. Because that's another thing too. Like, man, like the HBO event, that shoes was the invitation.
That's dope.
Like, come on. Like, it wasn't one of those things of like, yo, if you buy these shoes, then you can come. Or yada, yada, yada. Like,
get your coupon, you know, when you buy the shoe, we trade you. Yeah. You get the invitation when you...
No, it was literally thought out, man.
No, so. that's cool. But it's like you say, it's a legitimate partnership. It's like, hey, I want you to be a part of this. I want to utilize your... what you bring to the table to help expand the thought, the story behind this. And we're here. We're mutual. You get this, I get this. And it's a very simple concept, but I feel like a lot of times when you look at different, especially on the content creator side, it's a lot of take. And hey, you got to provide value. And again, it's not even just talking about a physical product like a sneaker, but if you want an audience in any way or form, you have to provide something back. And I feel like a lot of people are missing that. They're just that microwave area. If I just start the podcast or I just start this channel, everyone's going to love me. Fill in the blank.
Remember when your teacher used to say, everyone's not going to be a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few make it.
Yep.
Same thing with content creating.
100%
correct. It's a lot of content creators. It's a lot of podcasts. It's a lot. Like, you might be fortunate to end up on somebody's radar, but the thing is it's a lot. So the idea of like everybody being successful in this thing is just like, it's just not realistic, but I'm rooting for everybody.
Yeah. I think what makes it different is that everyone has the platform in their pocket, for lack of better words. I mean, hey, if I got a phone, I got some headphones, I can do it. And I think that's what gives people that sense of entitlement almost. Like, hey, if I turn this on, if I record this, I better have somebody listening because they did it. I mean, you can attest to the same thing. Doing it for years, it takes a while to build a flow, to build an audience in anything you do. So it's not, like I say, even doing it for 10 years, you can maybe still not be the premier podcast out there, just because it's a numbers game. It's going to be like that 1% or 0.1% in the case we talk about like professional athletes that make it. And it is what it is. Keep grinding and see where you get, but...
I say do it for fun.
Yeah.
Keep it as a hobby that you make money off of. If it's the reverse, if you're doing it just to make money, you got a long road.
Yeah.
Because the mission, the people can sniff that out when you're trying to just do it for the bread. You know what I mean? Like, it just don't pay back that way.
No. You can tell just when someone's demeanor. You can tell when someone's having fun with something. Like, everyone's like, oh, you should do something you enjoy. Yeah, I mean, not everyone's blessed to be able to do that. But I'll say if you're doing something like we're doing, it's like, you know what? Have fun with it. See what happens. Make a couple bucks. Hey, you got some pocket change. Maybe I got some shoe money now as opposed to having to dip into my actual, you know, my real money. So there's a payback to it, but there's a scale to it. Maybe it's something little. Maybe get to something big. You just have to, again, like you said, be your true self, and if someone picks it up, great. If not, what do you want with it?
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I think those words definitely should ring out to a lot of people. It's something I still remind myself of, man. I've been doing this podcast for 6 years now, doing the video content for 5, and I love doing it. This is like sneakers and like video, just two things I love, being able to create like that. But I lied it. Anybody, if I said it wasn't daunting sometimes, like, oh man, I want to be able to do this, I want to be able to do that. It's hard because there's no blinders anymore. We see everything in everybody. So you always want to, you know, try to reach a level of success. But I think it all depends on how you handle it. Like, how are you going to come off to people? Mm-hmm. How are you going to be able to deal in the face of, I got 10 viewers this week, didn't do so hot. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you handle that?
Are you asking me how do I handle that?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that's what people need to... more of a rhetorical question to the viewers out there.
Gotcha.
As, again, you have come from, like, you see it firsthand because I'm assuming, like, with your podcast network, you are having to go in and... Is it fine talent, or do you have someone that does that to, like, hey, I want to bring them under my roof?
Nobody work for us like that. I mean, the idea of it is I'm also talent. Like,
true,
it
you
ain't,
do both. You're
yeah,
an owner and a player.
So it's not like I ain't gonna tell you nothing that I ain't gonna do.
Yeah.
I mean, I got homies that pitch me ideas all the time, but like just understanding, most people go into ideas with pods and they feel like, oh, it's an instant moneymaker. Like, I potted for 2 years before I made my first dollar. You know what I mean? Like, just consistent. You know what I mean? And I think in those situations, like, I just happened to make my podcast debut on ESPN.
Yeah. That's awesome, by the way.
Like, that's a whole nother thing in itself. But I'm also talking about something that's just digested by so many folks. You know what I mean? When you really think about the idea of, you know, people loving basketball. Mm-hmm. People love basketball. So that's something that's just going to be automatically consumed versus sneakers. It's like, well, I only like this brand. So if you're talking about New Balance, I don't want to hear about it. If you're talking about Nike, I don't want to hear about it. If I'm talking about Adidas, et cetera. Like, so you kind of can box yourself out in certain things because people are going to find it in that way that they just don't think is important to them. So as far as just like running a podcast company, I'm a co-founder, so I have multiple partners in this thing and how we even handle business, how we pay our producers, how we, you know, how we make sure our schedule holding the talent accountable to show up every day, you know, to do that. Like it's a work thing in itself, getting at, you know, you got somebody that's doing working behind the scenes to get the ad revenue going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we got live shows next week in LA and, even that thing, booking that, you know what I mean? Like I said, we've been doing this thing for almost 10 years. So it's like,
awesome. It's
a difference, you know what I mean? But also the podcast game is changing. It's oversaturated. How many people want to watch from the screen? How many people want to see your whole outfit? Are you going to start investing into studio time? Mm-hmm. Are you going to, you know, like it's just different ways, you know what I mean? Are you talking to your community every day? That's another thing. Like one of the biggest things that worked for us was, you know, at the time, Twitter. Every time we put out an episode, we were able to talk to the people. So the
for
people
sure.
could complain as they're listening. And you'd be like, oh, why you didn't like that? Tell me more. You know?
Really feel right now.
Yeah, but it made it feel like somebody was heard. Mm-hmm. We allowed them to offer suggestions of what things we should discuss. You know, and I think fan engagement is huge because that's how you build community. And then when you're not doing stuff, they're talking about stuff or including you in things that you've made me to be concluded. Like I'm not anything without the listeners of my pod. You know what I mean? I don't get there to that point without them listening to the very first. And even some people getting off the train, even some people starting their own pods. The beauty of our thing at Count the Dings was listeners became contributors.
Mm-hmm.
We brought our listeners on.
Yeah.
Where they became personalities on the show. And I think that's the beauty of it. Or people, we bought their first podcast mic for them.
Yeah.
Where they kicked off their career. So it's a little different. You know what I mean? So like, as I'm kind of phasing out of this space, like I said, I'm approaching almost 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a podcast with Spotify while on my network. And now I'm signed to iHeart while running my network. So it's just like, it's just different things that you're just kind of looking at in a situation of like, you know, different ways of how you approach it.
Yeah. You said the key word, you have to be able to engage the audience and give the audience something they're looking for. And perfect example, like you said, the heads and tails of basketball. Everyone knows basketball. You love the person, you hate the person, but you're going to listen to either hear them talk crap about them, the host, or hear the grand things that they've done. Flip side, sneakers is so niche. It is one of those things where sneakerheads think they're the center of the universe when it comes to content, but we're literally like the 0.1% there as well. It's not, there's too many things out there for that small percent of people saying the same thing over and over again. But the big common denominator is, what are you offering? In such a saturated space and podcast, what are you giving me? What sets you apart and do you care about the audience? So you guys, again, a prime example. Hey, we engage. We give them a platform. We able to communicate back and forth, get different things people want to see. So you guys, if again, for those listening who's trying to start a podcast, start something in the media, the audience is something you need to constantly engage because an episode and then dipping out, episode, dipping out. That doesn't bring people to the table because they may listen to you for that one time a week, but what happens when the podcast comes around is doing, like in what Trey and your team are doing, they're going to go there because, oh man, I get all this stuff all the time as opposed to just that one hitter a week.
Yeah.
For anybody out there who is looking to start a podcast, as someone who's, again, a veteran in the game, what is something, what advice would you give in before they even start, before they record for the first time, before they publish something for the first time, what would be the advice you would give them to really sit and think about before they make that, I guess, commitment for?
Man, go buy my book, first of all.
Hey, we should have put that a plug. We should hold the book up right here. Come on, plug that.
Go buy my book. Actually, here. Is this it? No, this is the social media consultant. My other book is Breaking Into Podcasting.
Dang, look at that.
On Amazon.
He has the answers. Y'all better get this man's book.
Just type my name in. But nah, honestly, come up with an idea. Come up with an outline. Know how long you want to talk about. Stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a realistic season so that you're not working just to be working. Yeah, like give yourself a break so you can kind of assess, like, do I want to do this? Is this for me? Because, like, doing pods just for a year straight sounds easy.
It's not. That's I'm telling you, it's tiring.
If you're doing one once a week, that's 52 episodes. Right?
Yeah. That's why I'm shaking my head. I've been there, done that.
If you've done three times a week, think about the number that you're in. If you do it two times a week, you're in the hundreds. So the idea of it is like, I was doing five. I was on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, 2016.
How long were they? Like, how long was each episode?
An hour.
Bro, how in the world? You were a radio DJ for like...
But I've like played a different character. So on Monday I did Black Opinions Matter Monday. Tuesday I did I think it was Tim McMahon's show. So Bam McMahon. Wednesday I would do this show. Friday I would do a show. And then Saturday I would do something. So like, you know, until I was able to offload on certain things.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not gonna do Fridays anymore. Hey, I'm not gonna do Tuesdays anymore. Hey, I'm only gonna do Mondays and Friday. Hey, I'm only going to do Monday and Wednesday and then kind of get there because then you start adding talent to kind of build those things out and, you know, personality things. So.
For sure. Nice. Yeah. I mean, that's a good thing to look at. Like, really assess what you're doing before you come in because I feel like some people just fly to the seat of their pants like, oh, these conversations with my boys at the bar seem interesting. Let me go ahead and throw these up.
No one cares. 12 episodes, all of the season. Then take a break. Assess. Go back. Listen to how you could be better. And then come back. If you need to add another host, change a couple of things around, change a format around, then jump back in for another 12. And that'd be season two. Like, the seasons didn't even exist when I started. You get what I'm saying? People have way more strategy.
Yeah.
Like, you got Riverside now. Way different. I was doing Skype.
Yeah. Skype was definitely not as nice as Riverside because you're just like, you're talking
YouTube
to a phone.
YouTube wasn't as popular. It was audio only.
Yep.
So it's just a lot of things that's just different, you know what I mean, that works in your favor. So.
Oh, for sure, man. Like, it grows. I feel like this is a game of adjustments constantly. Like, if you want to, in sports terms, like, you got to look at it and say, okay, how do I adjust this? How do I adjust that? And really pay attention to those little things that you're hearing. I mean, you know, you have the numbers sometimes. It's hard with podcasts because not everything's centralized number-wise. Everything's so platform-specific. But pay attention to what you're doing and just really invest in the knowledge behind it. I think really getting an understanding and again, doing research and homework are the best ways to get better, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we're in playoff season right now. How busy are you right now? Are you guys doing more podcasts with that?
I mean, nah. I mean, my pod ain't based on the iHeart pod is not based on current sports.
Okay.
It's all back in the day.
Oh, okay. I know Greatest of the Era. I didn't know if you guys would just transition greatest, to like play, nah, playoff
greatest,
stuff.
Greatest of the Era is like we're in the 90s right now. We might be in the 2000s next week. We might be in 2010. So, but I have another pod called Hoop Sense.
Okay.
And that one, twice a week because of the playoffs. So say I'm doing four pods right now.
All right. Who,
plus guest appearances. Did your pod, did another pod last week, the week before. So,
Get this man some coffee. I'm gonna mail you some coffee.
I don't
coffee.
Drink coffee.
Oh, see, look, what you need? Caffeine. I will send it to you. That's crazy, man. Like, I thought I was busy, but clearly you're busy people out there, which, dude, you enjoy what you do, so that it makes it a little easier, right?
Yeah, it don't feel like, oh, I gotta do this pod. You know?
Yeah, no, definitely. And one of the things you mentioned earlier, like the in-person, I would kill to do more in-person podcasts. This is one of those, like, I talk to people just so spread out. It doesn't happen as often, but those in-person ones are just so much nicer, I think.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you get to, like, really, like, interact with somebody face-to-face.
People also want to see your full body. They want to associate. They don't want a floating head. You know what
Look,
I mean?
You guys get my torso. This is about
yeah. It's kind of tough. They want to actually act like they can identify you in public. Is he tall? Is he short? You know, like, does the voice match the actual body? And that's where people are at now.
That makes sense. All right, guys, I'm gonna find a studio somewhere. I'm just gonna build one and just get a better camera. Okay. So, HoopSense, talk about playoffs. What's your team? Who are you rooting for right now? Is your team in the
Orlando
playoffs?
Magic?
Okay. How did you? You're from California. Mm-hmm. How'd you become a Magic fan?
Fans on X voted. We did a poll.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so you'd be like, all right, who am I gonna be a fan of this season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the, are they up? They're tied up or one?
They're down 0-2.
0-2. It's funny you say Magic. I'm a big Tracy McGrady fan, and Fanatics just had a sale, and I just bought his Orlando jersey for like $90. I like $90. So what? So you're going to do the same thing next season? Like, I'm going to let the fans choose?
No, I'm going to be with Orlando until they want me to change.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? We talk about fan engagement. God, dog, that's fan engagement right there.
Yeah.
So if you look at numbers, were they just like, hey, I want to give you the kind of a team that's underdog, or do you have a lot of fans out in the
field? I asked, hey, what team... I used to be a Bulls fan. I was like, I'm leaving. What team should I go to? And I looked at all the responses. We gathered them, and then we put them in a poll, and I let people vote. But they spammed the poll. They spammed the poll, so I didn't respect it. I took the second best percentage because everybody tried to make me a Knicks fan.
Oh, okay. I was like, what was the first?
But it also was like inconvenient. I didn't want to like be a front runner.
Got you.
Because, like, the Knicks are good now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like, you can't be in the bandwagon. It's like, let me jump on something that's not as popular.
Yeah.
Just join the Rockets, man. Come down here to Houston. We'll
I like
take
Houston.
Another fan.
I like Houston.
I would like them to win. I'm very skeptical. I mean,
it's 1-1.
It's 1-1, but it's Steph Curry. And
it's my boss. I can't say too much about
it. Say nice things about Steph, if you're listening, look, man, you're one of my favorite players, but I just need you not to play well for 3 more games. That's all I'm saying.
It's 1-1, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man. But overall, so with everything you do, and I think, where'd you start? Because a lot of people don't know where to start.
Define start?
Well, I'm going to go start even
because,
before.
Because, like, what am I starting?
True. So, I'm going to say before even any business, you jumped into any partnerships, did you have a degree in anything in particular?
I was a school teacher.
That's what you went to school for, your education?
That's it. Elementary school teacher for 6 years.
How did you jump? So, what was the jump from that?
I created an account called NBA Bubble Life.
And just
in 2020, then I got into advertising, and I was in advertising for the last 5 years, and I left advertising in February and joined JD.
Dang, that's awesome! I never would guess. I thought you were gonna tell me, oh yeah, I went to like I studied that. This again proves the point. It doesn't matter. Like
child psychology and secondary elementary.
That's awesome. It's funny.
But I just wrapped up this past week at Long Island University, Brooklyn campus. So I teach marketing there.
Oh, cool. That's actually, I got my degree in marketing. I've never used it.
I'm a college professor at that level. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Are you, I know you talked about you'd be relocating. Are you going to teach where you're going to be moving to? Or are you just taking a little break?
Yet. I don't know yet. I got, like I said, I'm trying to like lesson.
Yeah.
Lesson stuff. I've been doing a lot, man. Like I said, in the past 6 years or 5 years.
Yeah.
Wrote 2 books.
That's crazy.
Taught 2 classes. I've won a couple awards in advertising. I've changed jobs. I'm moving to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, if I don't, I will keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I have to dial back. Yeah. If not, I'm the type of person that don't, I just
keep
do
going
stuff. Especially if I'm like, oh yeah, I want to do that.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. I understand that. It's crazy. My wife would tell me, she's like, you know, you gotta take a break. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm just gonna keep going. Like, mm-hmm. I'll book like 3-4 podcasts in a day and then video stuff. I'm like, it's just like, I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to just see the result of a completed thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Like, from teacher to advertising. So reason I asked that, because I know everyone's like, oh, I gotta get this again, this certification here, this thing here. I laugh because I'm like, dude, I went to
my college. Degree has zero to do with what I do now.
Dude, that's what I'm like. I went to college for marketing. My 9-to-5 job has zero to do with marketing. Literally my title has engineer in the title. Who the, not even close to that,
mm-hmm.
but just so much you can learn and you could probably attest.
You probably would have my job with your degree right now.
Man, honestly, I've applied to different places. They're like, you don't have enough experience. I'm like, all right, well.
No. I get that part too, but I'm saying like for the degree you have,
yeah,
you technically probably have my job. Yeah. This is marketing. It is marketing. That's, you know what I mean?
Well, look, I'm gonna move the fam up to Indianapolis. We're gonna be neighbors. We're gonna sling these shoes and these parties. Yeah. That's awesome, man. But no, really, it's cool because I was like, there's so much you can learn from experience and just doing something, just trying it.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the nonsense that's on YouTube, there's a lot of good things out there too to help.
Yeah,
build someone's base. Well, you know, hey, get started in this, learn that. So it just doesn't all. Like the point was, it doesn't all just fall and, hey, you got to go to school for this, because just because you do one thing doesn't stop you from exploring something else and being dang successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, brother. But shoot, man, I don't want to take up all your time, but I really enjoyed our conversation just about a little bit of everything. I could sit and talk with you for hours, man, because you do so much and it's just super interesting to me. Just like all the breakdowns, like, again, from the podcast side to, of course, the corporate side with JD, but anything that you have coming up that you can speak of that is like something you want to watch out for?
Yeah, I mean, I got a live show at Soho House, West Hollywood, Thursday. I have a live show that Saturday at Slick Studios, Baron Davis Studio.
Oh, cool.
In LA on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. So that's next Saturday. So we have 2 shows in LA.
Man, you travel.
Yeah, I don't know. That I think that's pretty much it. I'm constantly working on stuff with the brand and
Yeah.
Check out GOAT on all streaming platforms, specifically iHeart, you know what I mean, if you want like exclusive stuff. But yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? Like I ain't come on here to sell myself, man. You know, if you want to tap in, you tap in. If you don't, sure. Still love, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah,
I just do the thing and worry about it later. Because again, you can't make stuff that people go everything you make, not people not gonna like.
Yep, I think people realistic. Need to understand.
Are you
that.
Doing it for yourself or are you doing it for other people? Mm-hmm. I always do it for me.
Yep, you got to say that louder for everybody to hear, because it's one of those. It's like, oh man, I got to do this. Like, it's always nice to get critiqued and get input, but do it for yourself. Do the thing 100% you love to do because you want to do it.
If I listened to other people, I would have been stopped.
Same here, man. I agree. I think I would have not been able to make it this far, because trying to please everybody is just not going to happen. Yeah, brother. Well, shoot, man. Like I said, I appreciate it. If anybody wants to tap in with you, any what places can they do that?
DM. Just DM. Don't DM me asking about no damn shoes, though. That's all I ask.
See, I was like, I was gonna tell him that disclaimer. Don't nah, ask Trey for no shoes.
Nah, don't ask me. He go no block shoes. You. I can't help you. Nah, I ain't never blocked nobody. Even the negative stuff, I've never blocked nobody in my life. It ain't that deep.
That's what's up, man. Now, it's just Trey on IG, right?
Trey.
But okay. Where did Black Trey come from? Because in my mind, I thought of something because I had this happen to me. But where did Black Trey come from? It could be a completely different reason than I'm thinking of.
So it's a funny thing. I'm going to put it back up today just for you. I went to school with another Trey. He's about 6'6", 6'7". He actually is very successful now too.
Yeah.
But he's Trayvon Free.
Okay.
And I'm Trevon Edwards. But we both were Big Trey, and they tried to call me Little Trey, but I'm older by a couple months, and I just refuse. And I'm also 6'1". I'm not little.
Oh, yeah, little. Like.
Yeah, so it was like, I'm just not about to be little to nobody. Like, he's not my dad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think the thing was just like, all right, he's like your complexion, and I'm a little darker. So he was like, Black Trey. He's like, oh, Big Trey and Black Trey. Big Trey and Black Trey. So, that's how it stuck. But Trayvon Free, he is a talented director. He did Two Distant Strangers with Joey Badass.
Yeah.
He also did 38 at the Garden with Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
He did BS High. Okay. So,
okay.
Bishop Sycamore High.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you got some talented friends, sir.
Yeah. So, it's funny. But he had went on Trevor Noah's show.
Cool.
And he explained the story about us.
I was almost there. I knew it was going to be someone else named Trey. So I kind of, same experience. Like you go to school, everyone's named Mike. I swear everyone has the same name. But there was probably more white Michaels than me being Black Mike. So when people are like, oh, talking about Mike. Oh, talk about Black Mike. I'm like, okay, thanks. So I was almost there. I figured that was the case. So I'm like,
just multiple Trays.
Yeah.
that kind of put me in that situation.
Got you, man. Well, shoot, I appreciate it, man. I know I'm gonna talk to you more. This ain't the last time we're gonna talk. So I just appreciate you with your busy schedule being able to set aside some time for me and the Sneaker History family. So appreciate you, Trey, man. And
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, man.
Keep doing your thing, man. You'll be all right.
Thanks, man. Nah, I appreciate it. We keep it going, man. We keep it rolling. And audience, thank you guys for always joining in. You guys join Trey and his podcast as well. Definitely, if you're a basketball fan, it's the man to follow. He knows his stuff. So until next time, guys, see ya.
Hey, y'all. Nick here. One more thing before you take off. Do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going. And as always, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you. And we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.